I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So that was some of our board and a few practitioners. A practitioner in our organization is someone who has studied science of mind and new thought principles and put them to work in their lives in a way that has allowed them to come closer to their dreams and goals about who they wish to be and who they would like to express as. So today we have one of our practitioners with us who's live, who's going to come forward now and share some ideas and lead us in a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. I give you Barbara Guillory. She's in the pink today.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So, really glad to be here this morning. Certainly been enjoying the summer in all of its hotness. Again, we're looking at change. So this is a season of change, and we adapt to different ways in order for us to accommodate the changes that are just natural in our environment, in our universe. In and of itself, it is a system, and so we adapt to the system in order to make it work for us. So this morning, I want to talk to you from two different views about change. For me, there was the ego view of change, and then there's the spirit's view of change. From the ego view of change, it was all about me. So this is pretty much how I learned how to be a victim. If the change was not what I wanted to be, or if the people did not do what I wanted them to do, or they didn't say what I wanted them to say, well, automatically that made me a victim. And it was through this teaching. I grew up in the Catholic setting environment, and coming to the center, taking the classes, doing the study, I learned there's a bigger view of change that I was not aware of at the time. But change from the ego view, guys, is just a very normal way of living. We are human beings. There are just certain experiences that we react to, and it's not a right or wrong to it. It just happens to be the way that we are in life. From the teaching here, there was a saying that said, if you see the problem, then you own the problem. So now what I came to learn, again, coming to the classes and doing the studying, it wasn't that you own the actual event that caused the problem or the people that were involved in the problem or the situation itself, but what you did own were your own thoughts, your own emotions, your own feelings. So the way you made yourself feel about a happening, an event outside of yourself, it is what you own. So when we own what we feel, then the change can be a little bit more for us to live through, so to speak. The change from the spirit view was very, very different. And again, I learned about the universe, about the spirit here through the teaching. And it was one that had a very peaceful effect on me. It was simply knowing that change is constant. It is in divine order. It's all good. Everything was working together for my highest good. God is in charge. So there were just a number of these thoughts that I took on that brought on a very different thought about myself and my position in this universe. So it was very soothing to know and understand that everything was in divine order, although it may not appear to be in divine order to me as a human being, but there was a higher power that was in charge of all things. So one of the thoughts that I would have back when I was coming into this teaching is simply that it is my thought, but now the thought belongs to spirit. So this gave me a release of freedom, if you would. So I did not own the outcome of an event or a happening. However, I was able to experience that change from a higher place, from a different place, particularly from spirit. And this is what allows change to take place in my life very peacefully. And it also allows me to be part of the universal change that is always in place, that is constant. But it also allows me to position myself within the universe and have a wonderful experience with change. And also not always to be a victim of change. So I would like for you to join me as we come together, center ourselves, and we will focus on the thought of peace. And as we center ourselves, we come into the knowing of the one universe, of the oneness, of the idea of oneness, of the thought of oneness and the meaning of the oneness. All things are one from the wonderful universal oneness. I am one with this magnificent oneness. Being part of this beautiful oneness, being part of this beautiful experience, being part of this beautiful unfolding allows for change to be orderly with me, allows for me to know and understand the changes of the universe are all in divine order. It allows my perception of the universe to be one of oneness, to be one of harmony, to be one of peace. It is this very knowing that the universe in and of itself as one manifests peace in all that it does. I, being part of the universe, am part of this peace. I am part of this manifestation. I am part of this oneness. And as I, as part of the one, I too manifest peace in my life, for myself, for my family, for my friends, for everyone that I encounter, for everyone that is in existence, from the north to the south, to the east, to the west. I manifest as a co-creator with spirit, a wonderful experience of peace. It is this great knowledge of the universe, of its oneness, of its beautiful manifestation of peace that gives to me a great experience of peace as co-creator. I am thankful for this knowledge, and so it is. Now we will have special music for our reflection. Thank you.
I want to be like water. No matter what you run up against, no matter where you flow or where you go or what you do, you don't change. You're still water. And we're kind of that too. You know, we're human beings and we're individual spiritual beings. And as whatever we come up against, it may seem to change our personality or change our way of looking and being and drooping in certain places, in my case here under the eyes, over time. But, you know, all that kind of change is external, because the real value, the real truth, the real power of who I am and who you are never really changes. You're a spiritual being, fully formed from the very beginning and continuing now with all of the power and all of the abilities that you started out with. So no matter what we've gone through or been through, we're still that those divine beings. Our purpose this month, you may be sick and tired of hearing about change. Everywhere you look, we're talking about change. I'm not talking about change like the little jingly stuff in your pocket. I'm talking about change that we are all experiencing, and we're sometimes conscious of it and sometimes not. Our purpose this month in talking about change is to provide us some conversation and some ideas and guidance for navigating our own change, navigating the changes within us as individuals and in our world as well. Because we are all like the water in those pictures. We're being bounced off of rocks and bouncing around and whatever, and our lives may not feel or look like they used to. I know a lot of people who have just withdrawn, who have gone into their houses because it's easier than facing all the chaos out around them, at least in their perceptions. And you know, we got training in that, and starting in the year 2020, when suddenly the governments of all the nations of the world said, get indoors to save yourself. And we did. And I actually kind of enjoyed it to start with. But then after a while, not so much. But I have found in coming back out into the world, there's some challenges. I got used to being alone. I got used to being quiet. I got used to not being around people and dealing with traffic and dealing with all of the things we do together as people. So all of that is about change, whether it was the change to go inside and be quiet or the change to get out there in the world. So our purpose is to provide us with some ideas and some conversation. We'll do that today. We're here in person, by the way, folks, those out there on TV land. And we are we're going to have a potluck after this. So remember, the first Sunday of every month, that's what we're doing. That's where we set up the theme, and that's where we have the conversations. Navigating change. Ernest Holmes, our founder and brilliant man, said this about change. He said, life is a series of changes. Duh, we all knew that, right? And it's up to us to consciously choose how we respond and adapt to them. Oh, darn. You mean I can't just react? I can't just go, oh! Or I can't just go with the flow of whatever people around me are saying about change and that I should do. I can't just set myself aside in order to do that. He also offered another idea on that level of deeper consciousness and said that change is not something to fear. I'm like, yeah, easy for you to write about. But yet it wasn't. He lived through two world wars, continued to teach truth and principle. He lived through massive changes in life, born before the automobile was invented, born before many of the things we take for granted were ever even thought of, and yet through all of that development and change, maintained a real steady inner sense of who he was and what he was here for. So it's not something to fear. Here's the other part, but an opportunity for growth and transformation. I don't know about you, but sometimes I've had enough opportunities. Thank you very much. I'd rather have a little break from all of that for a minute. But you know, I want to talk a little bit. I want to take this idea of change back to a deep and powerful metaphysical thing. And I invite you to sing along. And it's row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. We all know that from childhood, right? It is deep and profound. I tried to find out where it originated. It's somewhere in Britain back 300 years or so ago. And it was a song taught to children. But, you know, it does carry a lot of advice for us. And that's what I want to talk about right now. And that is the first part of it says, row your boat. Now, I like Daniel Amos' song where he says, you know, kind of let go and go where the ocean says go and let the water carry you where the water is. I want to be like water and just flow. Yeah, that's good too. But for us living in time and space and in physical bodies, we have the business of rowing our own boats, of taking ourselves down the stream of life, through the stream of life. And we're dealing with two streams, which appear to be separate, but they're really the same thing. One is the stream flowing around us on the outside, in our lives, in our world. And the other is the stream of consciousness, the stream of love, the stream of power, the stream of goodness, the stream of God itself flowing through us and out into the world. So both of those are there, and one mirrors the other. But if you think for a minute about the stream you're living in, years ago when I was working on a degree at Emory University, the secretary, who was married to the head of the department, and I had become friends, and I don't remember now what I was doing or turning something in. And she just slammed her hand down on the desk and said, "You just always have to do things backwards, don't you? It is just in your nature." And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess I do. I don't do it intentionally. I'm not even conscious of it." And I did a little whining, and she took the paper and turned it in. But the point of that is, that, you know, some of us just have a hard time with the flow of the world around us. Instead of rowing where we're going, you know, you row backwards. So that's one of the things they teach in rowing. You sit, you row, you pull, and you use all your muscles, but the direction you're going is behind you. Some of us live our lives that way. You know, we look behind us. We're rowing behind us. We're driving by only looking in the rearview mirror, which will get you in big, big trouble if that's all you do. So in your own life, think about those ways that are you always swimming upstream? Are you in a job you hate? And it feels like swimming upstream in order just to survive and keep your head above water. You know, are you swimming upstream in relationships? I've done that. You know, you swim upstream in a relationship. What does that mean? That means things like being with someone that you know doesn't work for you. You know you can love them, but you don't feel a lot coming back. And you keep making excuses for it. Swimming upstream can look like trying to make somebody be other than who they are. Nobody's ever done that in this room but me, I know. But it's the whole thing about one of the challenges for being in this teaching, I think, in relationships is that we see people for who they can be, what their potentials and possibilities are. But you can't love a possibility or potential. I mean, you can, but you can't, if you build a relationship on that, get ready, because there are going to be disappointments if they can't find that within themselves, because your idea of who they should be and theirs may be very different. And trying to create that for them, it may end up bringing us into that trying to row upstream, upstream, upstream. And then there's that inner stream where we're rowing our boat gently down the stream. That means the spirit of life is moving through us. And as we meditate and listen and get clear about that, our choices are kind of automatic. Our decisions, you still have choice. I'm not saying that goes away. But you know how a choice goes, where you feel like you've made it and then you're like, oh my goodness, I'm this is not right for me. Or you have this feeling inside that whatever you do doesn't work. That's that upstream, trying to swim upstream. Life flows through us with ease and grace. And the way you know where downstream is inside of you is by the things you love, by the things you value. And that those values and those things that you love are what give us guidance for that flow of life through us. See, we talk about a lot sometimes about surrendering to God, to life, to truth, to whatever that word is for you. That surrender isn't about surrendering to swimming upstream or surrendering to things you hate or surrendering to a life that isn't for you. It's really about surrendering to what is naturally you, surrendering to your gifts, surrendering to the things you'd really love to do. Often in talking with people about their careers, I say, what is that thing you would do if you just did it? Well, you just love it and you do it whether you got paid or not. Instead of what is the thing you need to do to make money? The money will come. You'll figure that part out. But if you're in the flow, if you're going downstream gently, then you're going to be in that place of being able to live your life, giving your gifts according to your values, according to those things that matter most deeply to us. Gently down the stream. I love that idea. But our lives haven't been very gently on the outside lately, right? And sometimes they're not on the inside. Sometimes big things come crashing in. You have a loss. You have a job change. You suddenly find out you have a problem in your body that you didn't know about. Or things come up that you hadn't counted on. And all of these things pop up. But how do you flow gently down the stream of those things? I've done some whitewater rafting, both on the outside of my life and on the inside, you know, where it seemed like there was so much happening. It was happening so fast and I couldn't control it. And, you know, with whitewater rafting, that's kind of what you do. You paddle with it and you don't try to determine where you're going to go. You just stick your paddle in to keep your stable while you go down the rapids, wherever way and however they do. And in our inner work, we have to keep coming back to that center place, to that place within us where whatever is happening around us doesn't touch that. And it never does touch it. It's always there. That's not something you have to make happen. But what we do need to do and what we can do to get through these hard times whenever they're coming at you, losses of all kinds. I keep coming up with that one. There are others as well. Little bumps that aren't maybe as big. What we can do in those is tune in to that inner power, that inner strength, and listen, and listen, and listen. And that sometimes can be difficult when you're in the midst of turmoil. But I promise you, if you do it, you'll find your way drifting through all of the swirls in a way that is still gently down whatever crazy stream happens to be going on around you. We're in a world right now that is chaos. You know that, I don't have to tell you that. We talk about it all the time here because so many things out there have changed. I just got back from Mexico, had a marvelous time down there. Things are changing down there really fast too, thanks to the influence of expats and others. And now the dollar against the peso has changed a lot. It's not a place to go if you don't have a lot of money and just kind of hang out and act to be the rich man or woman. It's a place to go and participate with people who are also coming up in their prosperity. And they are wonderful people who have this really embracing, loving way of being. They don't have the warring against each other that we have so much of the time in here in the U.S., and it's a rich kind of feeling. So it's about recognizing wherever you are that there is change and there's going to be. We came back here in person over a year ago and started having these meetings because we knew people were ready to come back. They've been out there by you. You've been out there by yourselves with COVID and you were in your isolation and all of that. So we thought people would be raring to come back here. Where are you? I miss you. I'm talking to you online. We miss you. We miss the hugs. I do. Miss the elbow-to-elbow stuff. We miss hearing each other complain about our air conditioners or whatever we're doing. Whatever it takes, whatever we're about. Miss sharing a meal together. And I find it very sad that we're having such a hard time. And it's not just here in Atlanta at our center. It's worldwide. Well, not worldwide, nationwide. Other nations are doing far better. Science of Mind and New Thought teachings are growing like wildfire throughout Latin America and South America. The numbers are amazing, and the way they're growing and what they're doing. They're doing basically the same thing we are. How we aren't ready yet to come back and know each other and touch each other physically in physiological spaces. So if you're one of those people out there online, email us, talk to us, talk to each other through that method to let us know how we can be here for you. This center has been here for people for many years, and we want to continue that. We are continuing that. Somebody walked up to me at the convention in Spanish. Don't know who they were, how they heard it. They said, we heard the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown had closed. I'm like, we're right here. We're not going anywhere. No matter how chaotic the river gets, what we're doing here has a place in a life and moves forward. It may transform into some other shapes and forms that we don't know yet. That's the other thing about rowing your boat. The boat can change. And the oars can change, and what you row with can change, and how you move through life can change. But it doesn't mean that you are changing, because in underneath and behind it all, you are still the rower. You're still the chooser. You're still the one navigating yourself through life. You can't stop the flow of life. Not that any of us really want to, except some days. Some days I want to say, can we just stop? Let me have 2 days of vacation without thinking about anything and have nothing change during those 2 days. And that never happens because things are rapidly changing. We talked a lot this week about how we plan our lives and setting goals and taking steps toward them. Not many people can even begin to think about a five-year plan anymore because who knows? We've had these great changes and bursts in internet and computer and chat and AI in every part of the world. I've been looking to create an AI persona for myself that looks a whole lot better than this one, but it's still not real. It wouldn't be me, but it would still look good on up there. So all this stuff is happening, but what happens through all of it is you are still you. I am still me. And we need to do those things that anchor us into that truth. So I want to share some tools with you. Speaking of chat AI, I did a little chat AI research, and it popped up with these ideas for getting through and for managing change. And you know them all already. Mindfulness was one of the first ones. Being mindful of what you're doing, what you're thinking. I used to teach a process called pact. And in beginning to wake up to who we are, we make a pact with ourselves. We pay attention to what we're thinking. Because many people don't. We just go through life, it just runs. But start paying attention to what you're thinking about. Pay attention to what you think about when you're sitting at the red light with nothing to do but wait. Pay attention to what you're thinking about on those down times. Because that begins to tell you where your focus and attention is. Mindfulness, they're wonderful. The internet is full of mindfulness exercises. And with that comes self-reflection. Really reflect on what are the goals and desires and things that you really believe are powerful and important in your life. Knowing and continually coming back to that is a very powerful way to stay gently down the stream instead of being thrown about by everything. Seek support. That's why we come together. And why we all come together in various places, where there's thousands of people at a football game or a theater. We're coming together because we oneness is natural and it's who we are. And so we live that oneness in all kinds of ways. coming together in various places. Seek support. If you're in this teaching, I would say anybody that doesn't have a regular practitioner relationship, you're missing out on a whole lot of possibility for yourself. Support, someone to talk to, someone who understands and knows your visions, your ideas. I have three pair of partners, and I'm about to get one more that I met down south, and we're going to connect up soon. Excuse me. That partnership in spiritual growth, because that's the other thing about rowing your boat. You're the only one that can row your boat, but you're not by yourself in the stream. We're all there, bumping against each other as we move down the stream. Embrace flexibility and adaptability. Practice self-care. Did I mention practice self-care? That's that important piece of taking care of yourself, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And set small, achievable goals instead of great, big, audacious ones. Although those aren't bad either. But if you set little ones and then you see success, you know your boat is going pretty well the way you want it. And then learn from the past. We don't want to live in the past, but learn from it. What worked in the past? Who were you before? What skills have you gained over the years to navigate your boat, your life, to navigate through those things that are coming at you? I've lived a long time, so I can think back over ways that I was working in my life spiritually back then and realize some of those things that need to be brought now. So I'm wearing one of my favorite necklaces because it reminds me of who I am. It's Kuan Yin. And Kuan Yin is all about the love and the caring. And I don't have to do anything but feel it here. And I remember why I'm here. I'm here to love. That's my number one focus, number one ministry and mission. And it's a part of a three-part mission. But this one reminds me. I haven't done that in a while. I haven't worn any of this stuff. I have tons of it at home. It just kind of sits there. Find those things from the past that you can bring into the present and take forward in the future that serve you and serve you well. Well, the song ends with merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And I love that part because it means whatever you're going through, however life is for you and for me, whatever chaos may be there, however we're bumping onto the rocks or going over waterfalls or whatever is happening within us, we have a capacity for joy. Not silliness necessarily, but real joy, a real deep sense of connection with love and life and truth, a real powerful ability to go there, and an ability to laugh. You know, we don't laugh enough. It's one of the things I really enjoy down Mexico. I never heard so much laugh. I've never laughed so much myself. It's silly things. Too much of the time we're afraid of bruising each other's egos. But when we really know each other well, we know who we can laugh at and what we can't and what we could. When I think of this, my favorite story around this is from Steel Magnolias after the funeral of the daughter that passes away, or during the funeral, the mom and Wheezy and some of the other characters all kind of go off by themselves and walk over to her grave, and we're just standing there, and the mom just starts getting so mad, and she starts, her anger just spews out how angry she is that her daughter's dead, how angry she is at life, the way it's dealt her this hand, and everything. She finally finishes and spews all she can. They all just stand there and then burst out laughing. Because what else can you do? I've had the giggles at funerals more than I care to admit, but they've often been just right, exactly what we needed. Laughter is so important. And you've been to memorial services where people start telling stories about the humor and love that a person has and how that stirs us up in the best possible way. So that joy, that fun, that merrily down the stream. And you know what? No matter how you do it and how you try to do it and how you try to manipulate things to be otherwise, you're going to go down the stream. You can try not to, but you're going to. So why not do it for fun? Why not relax into it and let the life moving through you, the ideas, the dreams, the hopes, the feelings, the directions, why not relax into them and just flow with it? Because that's where the joy is. You may not know the hows or the whats. The how is God's business, the infinite mind's business. The what's our business? What do you want to be? How do you want this life to be? How do you want to, what do you want downstream to look like? I like that in Daniel Namod's song, we're all headed for the sea. We're all headed for the oneness. We're headed for love. We're headed into a greater beingness than we've ever known before. Because we're wonderful. You're wonderful. So am I. So it is. So, thank you. So to hear a little more about how you may support us, we're supporting you. We're here to support you, and we support you out there in TV land, for lack of a better word. I'm showing my age. And we appreciate any ways that you can keep that circulation going and support us back. So Vance, our treasurer, and sound guy, and Mr. Everything guy, thank you so much.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Mm-hmm. Wonderful talk about flow and resistance, making your own way in the water. So with that, we have a couple of ways to donate. You can, there will be a QR code up here in a second with our donation. You can go to cslmidtown.org/donate. That'll take you there. In the back of the room, there's a basket for those in person. You can set up a one-time donation or an ongoing donation, whatever works for you. And we want to continue this going, so we need your contributions to keep this going. So if you will with me, say our affirmation for prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now back to Dr. Bob.
All right. So in my joy, and one of the ways I keep growing downstream, is that next week I'll be right here coming to you live on the internet. However, I will be at the Parliament of World Religions, in Chicago, which is an amazing gathering of world religions where we come together and share our commonalities, share our common intentions for the world, and give a chance for people there, all of us there, to get a flavor of what each religion is about or each teaching. Our Science of Mind will be well represented there. We have speakers who will be speaking, Michael Beckwith and others, and we're hosting a room where folks can come and get information. But we're not proselytizing. We don't do that. We say, here it is. If you feel called or drawn to what this teaching is about, if you can see the value and what you can get from studying in these ideas, then join us. And we will continue on the rest of the month with the rest of the themes. I will be speaking the first three, and our beloved Reverend Cynthia Paulson will speak at the last Sunday of the month, coming to us live from the West Coast, where she now lives. I'm still getting used to that idea. So so grateful that you're here with us. I'm grateful you're here in the room or on the camera or on your here, wherever you're watching. Take a minute. Join us in a meal. Join us as we eat together in love with shared food and shared expression and shared experience. So do that, whether you're with a family member or your pet or somewhere right now. Take a moment for that kind of sharing. Because God is good, life is good, and so are you. Join me in our closing now as we share this affirmation together. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. So it is. Thank you very much for being with us.